From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting U.S. voters go to the polls today to elect a new president. Democrat Hillary Clinton cast a ballot for herself at a polling place near her suburban New York home. Republican Donald Trump voted in New York City. The winner of the election will become the country's 45th president, replacing Barack Obama. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
No matter who wins, the next president faces enormous challenges in trying to unify the country, says historian Alan Lichtman.
Assuming it's Donald Trump, he's got to way tamp down his rhetoric.
But Lichtman says a Clinton victory would also be a test of her political skills.
She is going to have to come up with policies and programs that could at least attract a segment of the Republican opposition.
Democrats have shown some strengths in several states with early voting, but Trump supporters insist their passion will lead to a big turnout on Tuesday. Jim Malone, Washington.
Many Americans voted despite misgivings about both major candidates.
I normally get up that early, not always to come out and vote, but this year especially that was something that I wanted to do.
I unfortunately know a lot of people that aren't going to vote. I don't agree with that.
I think it's our responsibility as citizens to vote. I can't say I'm super excited about the candidates, but I have an obligation to vote.
You can find more on the U.S. election and live coverage of the returns at voanews.com. Five men were arrested Tuesday in Germany, accused of recruiting fighters for the Islamic State terrorist group. Authorities say the suspects were taken into custody following a series of raids in the Lower Saxony and North Rhine-Westphalia states. The men face charges of setting up a jihadist network that tried to recruit Muslims to go to Syria. This is VOA News.